Hey, witches.
Welcome to The Lion,
The Witch,
and the podcast. We are two mystic Leos discussing spirituality and human condition in the post-pandemic world.
So hop in, witches, for going hexing.
Happy Imbolc, everyone.
Happy Imbolc. What a beautiful day. It's actually snowing outside as we're recording this.
Oh my God. And happy birthday to my sister.
Yes. Happy birthday, Erica.
Oh my God. Speaking of Erica, everyone. So, I mean, this kind of like, I don't know, it kind of like wraps into Imbolc, but like not. So we have a new baby in the family, which is really exciting. He was born. Oh my God. So Sean, like we've already told you this because we looked up his chart. So he's an Aquarius sun, Aquarius moon, Gemini rising, born on the Aquarius new moon. So funny. This little dude. He has no idea what he's going to be getting himself into. Like
an entire magic moment.
So little. And so his hair, he has so much hair, which I thought he would look like an alien, but he doesn't. He looks like my brother-in-law. Yeah.
I was born with a lot of hair too. And then it all left me. It all walked right off my head. And like it was black too. I was born with black hair and then I came back blonde. It was so weird.
I did not have the hair. I looked like an old man. I looked like Benjamin Button.
Benjamin Button.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
It's so good. I haven't watched it in a while, actually.
Yeah, I might have to watch it tonight.
Oh, might have to. I mean, maybe that also makes sense with Imbolc. I don't know.
I mean, yeah, so like obviously when we talk about Imbolc, we talk about birth, we talk about fertility.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like perfect little Imbolc gift for your sister and for your family.
Yeah. Oh, he's so cute. Do you have anything other witchy, you know, things going on? How witchy has the week been, the day, life?
The week has just been very mundanely busy, you know. And you know, sometimes obviously that happens. Sometimes our wishiness isn't paramount and we have to work to work it into our lives. I did take a ritual bath for self-love the other night. And I was super excited about that because I really haven't taken a bath in like months. I just haven't had time, you know? But I went in with our Sally Owens ritual oil for personal power. I went in with our Venus and Furs for attraction, for love drawing. And then obviously I went right in with our sugar and spice oil for passion, to make it a moment, you know, for everything that I want to manifest for myself when it comes to my own self-love and care this year. And you know what I forgot? I forgot our Jillian oil, which is literally for self-love. But like, I was sitting in that bath and I was thinking, like, we have so many love oils. We have so many.
But they're all different. They're all different types of love. And like, why wouldn't you want to have so many different types of love? And they all smell so fucking different. Like, they all smell so delicious and each their own little treat. And I love that for you.
I know they're such a treat. I just love the variety of them. I love how you have something for like the fruity people who like the more like fruity scents. You have something more for the like more floral people as well. And there's definitely, when it comes around this time of year, to Lupercalia, to Valentine's Day, to anti-Valentine's Day, whatever you celebrate, I don't care. It's always about those like comfort and like beauty scents. You know, and it's an Aphrodite moment for me. It's this whole month is a very Aphrodite moment. So I'm really excited. Last month was very busy, a lot going on, a lot of like mundane work that I was doing. But this month is always very special to me because I have a very special relationship with Aphrodite. So yeah.
And we used to spend Galentine's Day together.
We did, like, literally the last time I saw you before the pandemic dropped into our laps was Galentine's Day.
It was
and
so fun.
We just made that, like, we spent Galentine's Day together, which is, I guess, typically observed on the 13th, and Valentine's Day together. So we kind of made our own thing, and that's what I always, like, love about this holiday, is that even if you're, like, you know, you're not seeing anyone right now, you're not in a relationship, you're healing from a relationship, whatever, you can make it whatever you want. There are so many different kinds of love and facets of love. And the most important love is the love you have for yourself. So that's what I like to think about during this time of year.
I agree. I absolutely agree with you. And I mean, you already talked about all of our amazing oils, but we just want to say again, our sugar and spice oil is dropping this Saturday. This Saturday, and not just like by itself. So we are doing this online market, which is really, really awesome, called Market of the Beast. And you should join it because it's literally like an online fair, like an online witchy fair that you have so many amazing vendors that are there, and we have a discount code with them. And if you want to learn more about that, go on our Instagram because we have all the information there. And we're posting about it. And don't miss out, because who doesn't want to buy some amazing gifts for whatever? Lupercalia, yourself, Valentine's Day, Galentine's Day, who cares? It's amazing. And it's a perfect time to drop our beautiful oil. So keep up on the Instagram and our email list, so then you know more of the information, what's going on for the online fair. But definitely check it out.
Yes. Yeah. There's going to be so many cool vendors there. I'm really excited to peruse all the vendors because almost everybody is going to have like a discount code, which is
Yeah, exactly. And they're really dope vendors. I was already looking and I was like, ooh, what do I need to have?
What can I treat myself with for the month?
Yeah, always, exactly. Always. And February, we have a lot of events going on. We have a lot of events in LA and in New Jersey. So
we do.
Stop by, and also we might have some giveaways going on this month. So you never know what's gonna happen. We have so much going on in this month. So let's just dive into what we're gonna be talking about today. Sean, take it away.
Yeah, so we had a full length episode on In Bulk last year. So if you want to go hear more about that, check that out. But today we'll be talking about the crafties that we love to do on In Bulk. So it's more of like one of our witchcrafty episodes. We did one for Yule previously, and now we're going to do one for In Bulk. You'll probably see more for the other pagan holidays that tend to pop up. And if you have any like requests of like the certain pagan holidays that you want us to prioritize, or even like different kinds of crafties that you like to do, at like subject based or whatever, send us a email or a DM.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're talking about In Bulk today. We're talking about the crafties that we like to do for In Bulk. I'm going to dive in with our resources. Year of the Witch by Temperance Alden, The Witch of the Forest Guide to Natural Magic by Lindsay Squire, and The Witch's Cookeries In Bulk videos on YouTube. I'm really enthusiastic about The Witch's Cookery. If you've been listening for a while, you will have heard me say her account previously. If you don't already subscribe to The Witch's Cookery on YouTube and you are a YouTube person, please go ahead and do that, because she is just a ball of light, honestly, in my life. I love her. She does so much research, and she is just creates this amazing aesthetic atmosphere in her videos. So check that out.
All righty then. What is In Bulk? Last year, we put out a full-length episode on In Bulk. So if you'd like to hear more about the history of In Bulk and magical practice, go check that episode out and come back to this one. As this conversation, we will be more focused on the practical witchcrafts of the season. Temperance Alden, author of Year of the Witch, says, the celebration of In Bulk takes place between January 31st and February 2nd, and is also known as St. Bridget's Day or Candlemas. This is a festival where we begin to see the light of life returning to Earth as the sun begins, noticeably waxing into spring. In Bulk is one of the four Celtic fire festivals, which celebrates the return of the light after the darkness of winter. Magically, In Bulk is not only associated with the sun and fire, but also with life, water, and divination. It is the midpoint between the winter solstice and the spring equinox. A festival of Celtic origin, In Bulk is originally thought to have been celebrated on February 1st. However, it has moved to being observed to February 2nd, which merges it with the Candlemas celebration of the Catholic Church. The festival of In Bulk begins on what is known as February Eve, January 31st, and continues through the end of February 2nd. At In Bulk, the Celtic goddess Brigid has been honored historically in her maiden aspect. At its root, In Bulk is an Irish word thought to translate to into the belly. Other sources believe the word actually originated from an older medieval word, oimilk, which translate to ewe's milk. Both translations do refer to ewes, as this is the time of the year they are usually pregnant and marks this holiday as one celebrating fertility. Oh my God, and the fact that Jagger was born. This is like, oh, perfect. I love this. Yeah.
All right, Imbolc correspondences. If you're unable to do a full ritual due to space constraints or not being yet open about your craft, here are some ways to subtly work the energies of Imbolc into your everyday. Some herbs and plants associated with Imbolc are cinnamon, basil, rosemary, wormwood, chamomile, and blackberry, which can all be incorporated into spell work to celebrate the season. Food magic to work at this time or to incorporate into kitchen spells are using nuts, eggs, dried fruits, dairy products, lamb, and seeds in dishes to draw in the energies of new beginnings as we move out of the dormancy of winter and into the growth of spring.
Crystals to incorporate into your spells to celebrate Imbolc are amethyst, carnelian, calcite, turquoise, peridot, moonstone, and chrysocolla. It's easy to bring crystals subtly into your wardrobe by wearing crystal jewelry or even the colors of the crystal to honor Imbolc, Bridget, or other deities you wish to worship at this time.
Speaking of Bridget, Imbolc is her feast time, and she is very popularly associated with the holiday in the Celtic areas of the world. But the goddesses Danu, Vesta, Diana, Athena, and Gaia have also been honored at this time.
And by now, if you know, you know, we are huge fans of burning incense, not only on the daily, but also to bring certain energies into your spaces. You can burn myrrh, lavender, jasmine, or camphor incense during Imbolc to honor the holiday.
All right, let's dive right into these witchcrafties.
Yes.
Lindsay Squire says that Imbolc celebrates the coming of early spring when nature starts to come alive. Although Yule is concerned with mentally sowing seeds, Imbolc is a time for physically sowing seeds into the soil. The earth may still look and feel asleep, but it's far from dormant. The act of sowing seeds helps put us in touch with nature and the cycle of life happening all around us. We can appreciate this part of the wheel of the year more because it puts us in touch with the growing energy of the earth. So now is a great time to start plant or herb seeds for your garden. You can start seeds on your windowsill or in a bright area full of natural light by tucking a few seeds lightly into soil in a Dixie cup or a toilet paper roll. Keep the soil wet, but don't flood it, and you should have buds within a few weeks. We have a reel on our Instagram page that shows how well this worked for us. If you're not into gardening, you can take this time to mentally grow the seeds of a new hobby, routine, or way of thinking. Now is the time to nurture new things in your life so that they might take root.
Imbolc is the first of three pagan holidays and is associated with cleansing and purifying. You can ritualize using a besom or vacuum cleaner to remove any negative, stagnant, or unwanted energies from your home. It's not just energy that can be swept away at Imbolc, but it's also a good time to do some physical spring cleaning and decluttering around your home of things you don't use. A great way to work with some witchy into your cleaning routine is to scatter some salt on the floor before you sweep or vacuum. Leaving salt around the home will help absorb negative energies that you can evict, but just make sure you're not leaving salt out for pets or children to find. If you have little crawlers, just sprinkle some salt quickly as you sweep or vacuum for the same effect while not giving little ones a chance to investigate. Use Imbolc as an opportunity for clearing everything from your life that no longer serves you on all levels, including people, situations, issues, and material belongings. It would allow you to open yourself up and make the most of new opportunities and beginnings associated with Imbolc. Another great way to magically clean during this time is to use floor wash with the herbs we mentioned earlier soaked in. And if you want to learn more about cleansing, guess what? We have an episode that we put out 3 weeks ago, so you should go check it out.
Imbolc is the first of four major fire festivals, so lighting a bale fire is one good way to honor the season and welcome in the light of the sun. If you can't have a big fire, light a red candle to symbolize the coming of lighter days and shorter nights. A good way to start the process of spring cleaning is to write down all the aspects of your life you want to clear away and then burning the list in the fire of the candle. In Bulk isn't just about physical cleaning. It's a good time to clear out the mental clutter too. The goddess Brigid can be honored in traditional ways, such as making a corn dolly or making a Brigid's cross. This is an ancient Irish custom where a cross is woven from rushes or straw with a square in the center and the four arms tied at the end. Step-by-step instructions are easily found with a quick internet search. It's sometimes known as a Celtic sun wheel, which is a reminder that Imbolc is the festival where the coming of the light from the sun is celebrated.
The Witch's Cookery on YouTube starts her Imbolc preparation with a 3-day fast to detox her body to restore it both physically and spiritually. I wish I could do that, but I can't do that because I would get so hangry. Fasting isn't accessible for everyone, so other ways of detoxing can include drinking potent lemon water to start your morning, or stick walking, which is a traditional Chinese medicine practice, which involves walking across a stick from toe to heel, which is supposed to aid the digestion process, metabolism, bowel issues, and anxiety. She also has an emotional detox practice during Imbolc, which involves lighting white candles and setting them up around the home as a barrier toward negativity from within and outside the house. She then lights some incense and writes down negative self-talk and limiting mantras that details your bad habits. She then brings that paper out into the snow along with her candles and burns it. When it is time to plant outdoors, she'll plant positive affirmations on biodegradable paper with her bulbs in her flower garden.
When it's time to physically clean, the Witch's Cookery teaches us to make a cottage witch cleaner to both physically and spiritually cleanse a space, and the ingredients are intended to draw in joy and happiness. Gather 1 cup of distilled white vinegar, up to 1 cup of distilled water, the rind of 1 to 3 lemons, the rind of 1 to 3 oranges, rosemary, thyme, and sage. Begin by peeling the rind of the lemons, which are associated with joy, friendship, happiness, and purification. And oranges associated with attracting love, fertility, and luck. Stuff the peels in a mason jar or bottle of your choice, along with your intentions. Add thyme, used to cleanse negative energy, as does sage, which, of course, we mean garden sage, not white sage, and rosemary for protection. You can even add some pine for protection and clearing as a way of saying farewell to winter. Cover with distilled water and white vinegar. Shake it vigorously while meditating on your intentions and let the potion infuse for 3 to 4 weeks.
Last but certainly not least, the Witch's Cookery also offers a delicious recipe for pastel de tres leches or 3 milk cake, which she calls her Imbolc candle cake. For the dough, you will need 125 grams of soft butter, 250 grams of sugar, half a teaspoon of vanilla sugar, a pinch of salt, 6 eggs, 300 grams of flour, 2 teaspoons of baking powder. For the 3 liches sauce, you will need 180 milliliters of cow's milk, 180 milliliters of sweetened condensed milk, 180 milliliters of evaporated milk, 1 swig of rum. For the topping, you will need 200 milliliters of heavy whipping cream, 1 to 2 teaspoons of powdered sugar. And for the candle cake wax effect, you will need 200 grams of white chocolate couverture. The Witch's Cookery also offers a vegan version of this cake, linked in her video on YouTube. Starting with the dough, you will need a large bowl to combine the butter, sugar, salt, vanilla, sugar, or extract until it has a smooth and creamy consistency. Once everything is well combined, add in the eggs and beat a ton of air into them until the mixture is foamy. In a smaller bowl, mix the dry ingredients, flour, and baking powder. Carefully sift the dry ingredients bit by bit and stir slightly in between to help the ingredients well combined. If you like to work some kitchen witchery while baking this candle cake, use the task of sifting the flour to think of all of the darkness this last year has brought and visualizing your feelings about disappointments, struggles, and worries flowing into the bowl of flour that is laying there like a mountain of heaviness and worries. Then bit by bit, shake it through the sieve and let the heaviness break up into a fluffy layer of dust. Draining away from your mind and making a place for hope, warmth, and light, add the mixture to a baking ring or pastry ring with a smaller circumference or even cupcake foils. After smoothing the top, pop the cake into the oven at about 350 degrees Fahrenheit for 30 minutes.
The reason this cake is called three milk cake is that it is doused in a mixture of three different kinds of milk, which corresponds with one of the translations of Imbolc's name, ewe's milk. For the sauce, mix the cow's milk of your choice, sweetened condensed milk, and evaporated milk together in a pitcher. If you're non-dairy, The Witch's Cookery also offers a vegan version of this recipe, linked in the video. You can add a splash of rum for warming if you wish. Give it a good mix and remove the cake from the oven, scraping along the edges of the mold with a knife if it is difficult to remove. You can choose to use circular cake cutouts to remove certain sections from the larger cake to make individual cakes, or douse and glaze the cake as one big candle. Once you have cut out your little candles, take a fork and punch a few holes in the top, or if you left it as one cake, fork some small holes all over the cake surface. This is so the milk mixture can fully infuse the cake. Pour the milk mix over the cakes or cake and wrap it in cling film to let it soak for either 6 hours or overnight in the fridge. For the frosting, mix your heavy whipping cream with a tiny bit of powdered sugar to stabilize it. Once the cream is whipped, remove your cake or cakes from the fridge and with a knife, carefully apply the whipped cream frosting on the candle or candles. And finally, we'll cover it all with a white chocolate frosting, which will create the candle wax effect. Melt your white chocolate couverture in a warm water bath or double boiler. And while it is melting, add some white birthday candles to the top of the cake or cakes. The Witch's Cookery cut them in half and pinched them into the middle of the cake or cake so they blended well. It's very important to let the chocolate cool down as much as possible before adding it to the cakes. And you can even add the cakes before they are dressed to the fridge to harden the whipped cream before the chocolate is added. Use two or three layers around the wick to create the dripping candle look.
I want cake.
Yeah. After I looked into this, I was like, I need some kind of cake this week or now, but you know, I understand that cake takes time, so I need it like
now. Yeah So we're gonna go buy a cake. I mean, make the cake obviously, but when like you're craving cake, get that cake.
Oh yeah, buy the cake. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Buy that cake.
And also like box cake mix, don't knock it. Don't knock it until you try it. Mm-mm. Add a little pudding mix in there with it. Oh, it's delicious.
Okay. It's because it gives that like spongy, like kind of spongy moisture. Feel. Oh.
Yeah, it keeps the moisture in. Mm-hmm.
That's the only way you could talk about moist. Like, that's the only way. A moist cake.
A moist cake, that's it.
Oh my God. And also like other ways to celebrate Imbolc, honestly, just go on a walk. Yeah. Go on a walk. Be with nature. Smell the flowers. Sometimes, like, I wish it wasn't that cold, even though it's colder by you than me. Mm-hmm. Going on a hike. Like, super simple. A lot of people love
winter hikes. Yeah.
I do not. So, but that doesn't mean anything. Just being out in nature and just smelling the freaking air. Like,
yes,
that's celebrating.
Actually, you know, it's funny that you said that because the other day I was taking Vivi out. And she was doing her sniff marathon. She has to sniff every blade of grass before she finally goes to the bathroom outside.
Yes.
So we're out there for like 25 minutes. And I was just like, it was, you know, it wasn't snowing or anything. It was just crisp. And I was smelling the air. And I was like, this is probably one of the best aspects of winter. It's just this crisp smell in the air. Like
Quisp.
I mean, celebrate a pagan holiday by like literally going outside and taking breaths, you know, do a deep breathing exercise outside.
Yeah.
Smell the air.
Yeah. Some meditation, like super simple, but there's so many ways to celebrate Imbolc. These are only a few things that we put down, but also tell us, how do you celebrate? How are you celebrating this year? Like, send us a DM, an email. We want to hear from you.
Yeah, definitely. We love these pagan holidays. We love doing episodes on them because it's just so fun to like, take a moment, take a beat, and, you know, they kind of bring you back to self. You know, they ground you in your practice. I find that these witchcrafties kind of like force me to really like take some time to invest in my practice so I can like actually have kind of a celebratory moment. If you are having trouble connecting with yourself in a spiritual way, celebrating these pagan holidays is kind of a great way to just take some time for yourself.
You said it, bro.
Yeah.
We hope that you enjoyed this episode. You know where to find us. If you like this episode or past episodes, you know the drill. We're on Apple. We're on Spotify. We're on the Google. We're on all of that. Catch up with us on our Instagram, Lunar Leos LLC. Also, guess what? We have a TikTok now. We have a TikTok, and our handle is lunar.leo. So follow us on TikTok. Make sure to be on the email list. Make sure to go get our new oil dropping in a couple days and also be on the online market. That's going to be really freaking dope. Sean,
you already have such a long list of things to do from Courtney.
Eat cake.
All I have to add is drink water and be good to yourself. Take some time for yourself to disembark. Plant your seeds.
Yes, exactly. And eat cake again.
Yeah. Yep.
Which is, we love you. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Thank you.